God, why weren't you older so I could talk to you? Or maybe it's better that you're so little. Maybe it's better. He let her go abruptly, struggling to master himself, rolling his head back and forth against the log, his throat and mouth working. Then he looked at her. Maggie, when you're older, you'll understand better.
Please don't go away, Frank, she repeated.
He laughed, almost a sob. Oh, Maggie, didn't you hear any of it? Well, it doesn't really matter. The main thing is you're not to tell anyone you saw me tonight, here. I don't want them thinking you're in on it.
I did hear, Frank. I heard all of it, Maggie said. I won't say a word to anybody, though, I promise. But, oh, I do wish you wouldn't have to go away.
She was too young to be able to tell him what was no more than an unreasoning something within her heart. Who else was there if Frank went? He was the only one who gave her overt affection, the only one who held her and hugged her. When she was smaller, Daddy used to pick her up a lot, but ever since she started at school he had stopped letting her sit on his knee, wouldn't let her throw her arms around his neck, saying, "You're a big girl now, Maggie." And Mum was always so busy, so tired, so wrapped in the boys in the house. It was Frank who lay closest to her heart, Frank who loomed as the star in her limited heaven. He was the only one who seemed to enjoy sitting, talking to her, and he explained things in a way she could understand. Ever since the day Agnes had lost her hair, there had been Frank, and in spite of her sore troubles, nothing since had speared her quite to the core. Not Cain's, or Sister Agatha, or Lice, because Frank was there to comfort and console. But she got up and managed to smile.
If you have to go, Frank, then it's all right.
Maggie, you ought to be in bed, and you'd better be back there before Mum checks. Scoot, quickly. The reminder drove all else from her head. She thrust her face down and fished for the trailing back of her gown, pulled it through between her legs, and held it like a tail in reverse, in front of her as she ran, bare feet spurning the splinters and sharp chips. In the morning, Frank was gone. When Fee came to pull Maggie from her bed, she was grim and terse. Maggie hopped out like a scalded cat and dressed herself without even asking for help with all the little buttons.